I'm Tommy McNeil reporting as the dispute between Britain and Russia continues over the poisoning of a former Russian spy on British soil. The Kremlin expelled 23 British diplomats after Britain expelled 23 Russian diplomats last week. Now Russia's foreign ministry has listed four European countries it says could be the most likely source for the Novichok nerve agent British officials say was used. They are Britain itself, Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and Sweden. UK Foreign Minister Boris Johnson, speaking to BBC's Andrew Marr, dismisses that notion.
Listening again to the response of the Russian ambassador to the EU with his satirical suggestion that this was done by UK agents from Portendown. This is not the response of a country that really believes itself to be innocent. This is not the response of a country that really wants to engage in getting to the bottom of the matter.
Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia remain in serious condition from exposure to a nerve agent some believe came from Russia. British Prime Minister Theresa May is being urged by British lawmakers and analysts to not hesitate to seize assets invested in Britain by Russians. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the center of Afrin is entirely under the control of Turkish and allied Syrian forces. The Reuters news agency reports a spokesman for Turkish-backed Syrian rebel fighters said that the rebels had entered Afrin before dawn Sunday and that Kurdish YPG forces had withdrawn. Turkey considers the YPG a terrorist group related to insurgent Kurds in Turkey. In eastern Ghouta, Russian media reports at least 20,000 people have fled the region. This is VOA News. Police in the U.S. state of Florida believe they have recovered all the bodies of victims from the wreckage of a pedestrian bridge that collapsed last week over a busy highway. Five bodies were pulled from the wreckage Saturday. Russians are voting today for president in an election expected to give Vladimir Putin a win. Kyle Wilson is a former Australian diplomat to Russia.
I would have thought that what's probably very important for Mr. Putin is how many people turn out in Crimea. He will assume that Moscow won't vote for him because Moscow is one part of the country where, you know, he's failed to gain a majority before. And then, of course, he can say to the nation, look what the people of Crimea have said about me.
Mr. Putin faces opposition from Boris Nemtsov, who's dead, and Alexei Navalny, who's in jail. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has fired the FBI's former number two official, Andrew McCabe, prompting McCabe to say he's being targeted because he's a crucial witness in whether U.S. President Trump tried to obstruct the investigation into possible Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Mr. Trump applauded McCabe's firing. He has been criticizing the FBI for alleged political bias. South Korean media saying that a senior North Korean diplomat is headed to Finland to meet with the former U.S. diplomats. This after a North Korean delegation wrapped up 3 days of talk with Swedish diplomats that could lead to a possible meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Swedish UN Ambassador Olof Skog.
The security situation on the peninsula is one of the most pressing issues on the world agenda right now. And if Sweden can play a part in de-escalation there, this is what we're trying to do.
President Trump has reaffirmed his plan to meet by the end of May with Mr. Kim to negotiate Pyongyang's nuclear program and hopefully get North Korea to be okay with ongoing U.S.-South Korea cooperation. The New York Times and London's Observer are reporting that the data analytics firm Cambridge Analytica harvested private information from more than 50 million Facebook users. The information was used to develop techniques to support President Trump's 2016 election campaign. Facebook disclosed this news in a blog. Analysts say all of this presents a new threat to Facebook's reputation, which was already under attack over Russians' alleged use of Facebook tools to sway American voters. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull addressed leaders and other officials at Southeast Asian nations began the final day of their summit in Sydney. Australia is hoping that the ASEAN meetings, despite not being a member of the 10-nation bloc, ASEAN is seeking to tighten political and trade ties in the region amid China's rising influence. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.